Today is May 4th, and on this day in history, Ohio National Guardsmen killed four students at Kent State University. The trouble at Kent State started the evening of April 30th, 1970. That was the day that President Richard Nixon announced that instead of moving troops out of Vietnam, he had greenlit the invasion of next-door Cambodia. Students at the university immediately began planning an anti-war demonstration for the next day, May 1st, where it was held on the campus commons. But the problems really began later that night, when people leaving bars in downtown Kent began to accost police officers, with thrown beer bottles and low-level public vandalism. The entire Kent police force was called out to calm things down, but the next day, troubles continued into the afternoon as the Kent State ROTC building was set on fire, and the mayor of Kent asked the governor of Ohio to send in the National Guard. Their presence in Kent helped calm things down the following day, May 3rd, but on May 4th, disaster struck. A group of 77 guardsmen were sent to the campus commons to break up yet another demonstration there. The guardsmen did so, advancing on the demonstrators with their bayonets fixed, forcing most of the students to disperse. But some hung around in small groups, jeering the soldiers, throwing rocks and tear gas canisters at them, to the point that several guardsmen took up kneeling positions and began to fire at the unarmed students. When the smoke cleared, four students lay dead, with another nine wounded. The news shocked the nation. 450 college campuses had to close in the face of hundreds of thousands of university students protesting the shootings. But of the 29 guardsmen who admitted they fired that day at Kent University, all charges against them were eventually dropped, and none ever saw the inside of a jail cell.